Good morning and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral for the celebration of the Eucharist on this 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The worship program for this Mass is available online at stpatrickscathedral.org/live. That's all spelled out. As we begin our liturgy, we invite you to rise and to join in singing our entrance hymn, number 627 in the blue hardcover St. Michael hymnal found in the pews. Number 627, Lord, love divine, all loves excelling.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Welcome everyone to St. Patrick's Cathedral and everyone joining us from so many places in the world united in this Holy Mass. We welcome our concelebrant today, Father Timothy, that's visiting from Georgia. We have Father Zach Persuti. He runs a very inspiring mission for prisoners, Thrive for Life, and he'll be celebrating the Mass next week, and he'll tell you all about it. And then Father Hartley Bancroft, he just came with his parish from different parishes in Dutchess County in a walking pilgrimage that's taken days, like El Camino. So I'm glad you made it to the goal, to the cathedral. And as we begin these sacred mysteries, let us first call to mind our sins and ask our Lord to grant us his peace, his mercy, and his forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Pax hominibus bone voluntatis, laudamus te, benedicimus te, adoramus te, glorificamus te. Gratias agimus tibi propter maniam gloriam tuam, Domine Deus rex celestis, Deus Pater omnipotens. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo, Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo, in excelsis Deo. Domine Filii Unigenite Jesu Christe, Domine Deus, Agnus Dei, Filius Patris, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis, qui tollis peccata mundi, suscipe deprecationem nostram. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Sedes ad dexteram patris miserere nobis, quoniam tu solus sanctus, tu solus dominus, tu solus altissimus Iesu Christe, cum sancto spiritu in gloria Dei patris. Amen. Gloria,
let us pray. O God, who show the light of your truth to those that go astray, so that they may return to the right path, grant us all the faith to profess and encounter one another in Christ. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "If only you would heed the voice of the Lord your God and keep his commandments and statutes that are written in this book of the law, when you return to the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. For this command that I enjoin on you today is not too mysterious and remote for you. It is not up in the sky that you should say, "Who will go up in the sky and get it for us and tell us of it that we may carry it out?" Nor is it across the sea that you should say, "Who will cross the sea to get it for us and tell us of it that we may carry it out?" No, it is something very near to you, already in your mouths and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. I pray to you, O Lord, for the time of your favor, O God. In your great kindness, answer me with your constant help. Answer me, O Lord, for bounteous is your kindness. In your great mercy, turn toward me. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you I am afflicted and in pain. Let your saving help, O God, protect me. I will praise the name of God in song and will glorify him with thanksgiving. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you and be glad. May your hearts revive, you who seek God. For the Lord hears the poor, and his own who are in bonds he spurns not. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you For God will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. The descendants of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall inhabit it. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he himself might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of his cross through him, whether those on earth or those in heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And life, you have the words of everlasting life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instructions, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victims?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today, Jesus is reminding us that if we truly love, and if we truly love God as he invites us to, with all our heart and being and strength and mind, and our neighbor as ourselves, there has to be action involved, because love takes action. Love is not just a feeling or an emotion. love is concrete, and we can know it, and we can sense it, and it is what we're called to as children of God. And something that we must know about the parable is that to us, we're so used to hearing the Good Samaritan, it's become synonymous to being a kind person, someone that helps others in need. But when Jesus said this parable the first time, that was not what people would have thought. That was not what, it would have been shocking to them what the story was all about. First of all, because they knew, I mean, we would know how inconvenient it would have been for the traveler to, in those days, everything was more difficult. Also, it was extremely risky. And so everyone had the excuse many times, like we make our excuses to not help people. Sometimes they made the excuse that if that happens to you on the road, to watch out, go on the opposite side, because there's a big chance that it's someone just acting that way to rob you. So it would have been a risky thing. It would have been a risky behavior. But the most intense thing was the fact that they were dealing with a Samaritan and a Jew who had generational enemies. They were generational enemies. They did not treat one another. They had no contact with one another. So the fact that it was a Samaritan that helped the Jewish man that fell on the road was a fact that basically Jesus was saying, love your enemy, because this is exactly what this man did. And that is the invitation that we must all have, to love heroically each and every day in the subtle acts of kindness, in the way that we treat others. One of my favorite things in New York, when or anywhere, when you do some people watching, there's so much to people watch here, is when you see people doing kind things to one another. And you see, it's almost like getting a glimpse of what God's perspective is when you see them like walk they're on their own ways and you can see the smile. So for example, the other day I saw someone give a large bill to someone that was asking on the street. And then I saw the person walk away, and then I saw the person receiving the money do like a victory dance. And it was so beautiful. I was touched to see that. Just to see, like, that's what God sees, the ultimate reaction. Or when you see people having a nice moment together, a hug, a deep hug, and then you see them walking away, and one of them, and they're smiling, you can tell that just really filled their spirit with joy at that moment. And it's beautiful to see those moments throughout life, because that's the moment that God sees it. But let's remember that it's not only in the daily life that this happens. It's all the more in the great tragedies of our life. Every time we see a tragedy happen, one consolation that we must all have and notice is that whenever there is a tragedy, whether it's a natural disaster or a war-related thing or anything, or a pandemic or anything, as we see the tragedy unfold, we will always see people that are bringing love and healing into the picture. People that basically give up their lives for the sake of others, which, as Jesus said, there is no greater love than to give up your life for your friends. And all of us, of course, have been so moved in this tragic, it's so sad, in this tragic experiences that we saw with all the floods on July 4th in Texas. And first of all, I'd like to express that surely all of us together, the whole nation, the world, are praying so much for the families of those victims, especially those that lost their little daughters. And just I hope they count on our prayers and our love and our support, and that at least a bit of our companionship in their suffering. And that, of course, is a tragedy, and that's something that we offer to God for Him to bring healing and grace at this moment. But we must also look at everyone that lost their lives or did heroic things that day. For example, we see the young man. It was his first day on the job, and he was a Coast Guard, and he saved like 165 people from the floods that day. We see that family died, that his family was entrapped, his kids and his wife and his mother-in-law and so on. And he broke the window with his arm, and he died from the severance of his arm, but the whole family lived. But we, in a very special way as well, see where so much of the epicenter of the tragedy was at Camp Mystic, where we see the man that ran it for forever, Dick Eastland, that at that moment he died looking for the little girls. And the heroic camp counselors who were teenagers, as a matter of fact, a niece of mine that goes to one of those schools and just graduated, many of them went to schools like St. John's and Kincaid and so on in Houston. She knew them and were friends and everything because they were all graduating class. They were all going off to college. But at that moment, they gave their life at the moment. The last act that they did at that moment was doing their best to save the lives of others. And that is something that we must at this moment cherish and be inspired by. And know that our Lord Jesus Christ, when they come into the gates of heaven, people die like that, he's going to be saying, "Welcome, my good and faithful servant. What you did to the least of my brothers, you did to me." And that is something that has to console us and inspire us and fill us with inspiration to do the same. Because this is what happens. No one knows how we are going to act the moment that tragedy hits, the moment that the big tragedies of life come about. We don't know either if we would be willing to die for our faith. If someone said, "Give up your faith in Jesus Christ or die," would we be martyrs or would we renounce our faith? Well, in the moment of these disasters, of these tragedies, we do not know necessarily how we're going to act. Are we going to be someone that's willing to give up our lives for others or not? But what happens is that it's not just something that happens on the day of the tragedy. It's a lifetime of giving love. It's a lifetime of serving. It's a lifetime of being there for others and putting others first. It's a lifetime of loving God with all your heart and loving your neighbor as yourself. So after a lifetime of doing so, we let the Holy Spirit shape our hearts and our minds so that when anything like this happens, that's second nature, and that is what we want. And if we notice a lot of what everyone's saying about those who gave up their lives that way, all of them, including these young girls, for example, Chloe Childress and Catherine, who were in the cabin where the little girls, Chloe, for example, I was reading her eulogy. She did so much service. She founded in her school a foundation that says "Love the Elderly," which is to go and take care and visit the elderly. It was a lifetime of service. It was a lifetime of love. And then the moment that it was most needed, it came through. And that's something, of course, that is the invitation that all of us want. And most likely, we may not be in a situation that drastic, but although things happen all the time, but even if it's not going to be something this drastic, this intense, every single moment in our lives, someone is going through something individually, and we can be there to love them. Everyone, people we love, people around us, people on the street, people that we work with, people in our parishes, people are going through things all the time that for them personally, it is like a flood in their life that came and they're going through devastation. And if we are already in a way of giving love and service in the little things in daily life, when the big things happen, our hearts, just like all of these, just like Catherine, just like Chloe, just like all of these people that gave up their lives, will also do the right thing in loving our neighbor as ourselves, in doing what Jesus says to the least of my brothers and sisters, we do it unto him. So in this moment, we pray for all the victims of this tragedy, for all the families that are in so much pain and mourning. But let's be inspired this day in this, with this gospel of the Good Samaritan, in seeing this in action, this in real, in life, this in our time, that because the words of Jesus are forever, and we must apply this in every generation, and we are all being invited to do the same, to love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves. God bless you. Visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And now let us ask our Heavenly Father to help us with all of our needs.
For Pope Leo XIV, and for our shepherd, Timothy Cardinal Dolan, for all clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace among and within nations, and for those suffering in war-torn lands, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
The Catholic parishes may be communities of prayer, evangelization, and charitable action. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the parable of the Good Samaritan will lead us to extend help to those we encounter. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Constance Drilling, Mary Elizabeth Burko, and for those who died in the Texas flash floods, for their families and communities, and all of our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, for sending us Jesus, your Son, to bring us that love, and especially to show us how to love you and one another in the way that he teaches us with his life. We ask you to always help us to be good Samaritans, to bring that love in action into the world, and to help us with all of our needs, which we present to you each day in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please join in singing our offertory hymn, number 458 in the hymnal, Blessed Jesus at Thy Word.
and holy, drawn from earth to love thee solely. Glorious Lord, thyself impart, light of light from God proceeding. Open thou our ears and heart, help us by thy Spirit's pleading. Hear the cry thy people raises, hear and bless our prayers and praises. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, praise to thee and adoration. Grant that we thy word may trust and obtain true consolation. While we here below must wander, till we sing thy praises yonder.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that this my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. Look upon the offerings of the church, O Lord, as she makes her prayer to you, and grant that when contained by those who believe, they may bring ever greater holiness through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came in the aid of mortal beings with your divinity, and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you."
In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Leo XIV, our Pope, Timothy Cardinal Dolan, our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join in singing our communion hymn, number 832, in the hymnal, number 832, Where Charity and Love Prevail. We invite you to turn then to hymn number 510 in the hymnal. Number 510, Draw Us in the Spirit's Tether.
Let us pray. Having consumed these gifts, we pray, O Lord, that by our participation in this mystery, its saving effects upon us may grow through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass has ended. Let us go in peace.
Thanks be to God. Please join in singing our recessional hymn, number 525 in the hymnal, number 525, For the Fruits of His Creation.